Can't believe it, but I've actually fucking got it.
You've got what?
Rockbusters.
No, you haven't. You
I
haven't.
actually have.
You had no idea.
Oh, I've got no idea, but I've thought about it and I've actually got it.
Anyway, you're not finding out the end, so shut up. Welcome to season 2, episode 2. I'm going to stop saying that. I'm just going to say episode 12 because it's only Boxy that wants it to be called that.
No, it's season 2. We finished the last season and said it's the end of season 1, which logistically means we're in season 2.
Right, okay. Well, I mean, I like the idea of it at the start, but I think it makes it sound sort of like pricks, if I'm being honest. We're doing season 2, episode 2 of the podcast. Like, who
Yeah,
us
but
to have
when this if,
seasons?
if this continues for a long time, unless we get completely fed up of each other, then it'll be
Likely.
like, oh, episode 23, episode
Yeah, but I
27.
want what I've also in my head going is I want to go like episode 100 and we're gonna do it naked.
Okay, that took a weird turn. We can still say episode 100, but
Episode
it would just be part of the
100.
season, wouldn't it?
Okay, all right. And we haven't even decided how many episodes are in this one.
What are we on?
We're on 12.
Yeah, that'll be enough.
Okay, so. Welcome along to 30 Something Gamers, the podcast where we talk about games sometimes, but mostly we just berate each other and talk shit, which is why you keep coming back, I'm assuming. Thank you very much for joining us. If you are enjoying the podcast, please drop us a review wherever you're listening. Apple, Amazon, RSS, I don't know whether you can comment on there, and Spotify. We will try and get through the comments. We're recording these episodes at the start, the first couple together. So if you have put a comment on episode 1 and we don't mention it, don't get your knickers in a twist. Just chill the fuck out, right? We'll get round to it in episode 3. And if there's no one commenting at all on the podcast, then you're all pricks because you make us look small, unloved, and oh, I've depressed myself.
Way to get the audience on our side, Tom.
Well, I tell you what it is. If you haven't got the minerals to be told to fuck off and keep listening, then we don't want you listening. Go and listen to another pod. Bam, getting angry podcast. There's plenty of them out there. Don't listen to us.
You could be a marketing expert, Tom. How to get engagement. Tell your audience to fuck off.
I tell you what it is, it'll work. I would have been that guy at DMA Design or Rockstar saying, let's put a load of bad press about ourselves and people buy the game. And I only know this because I am the kid that will press the big red button that says, do not press.
Yeah.
I don't think you
Speaking to it.
would.
Oh no, I listen to the instructions.
Yeah, you definitely get the instructions out when you get Lego, right? And you make sure you've got every piece before you start.
I don't go that far, but
Yeah,
I
you
like
do.
to arrange them into little piles.
Let's stop talking about your little piles and move on. So, last week I told you what I was playing. Now we're gonna let Boxy bore us with what he's been playing. Oh no, I've just said that trying to give you some grief, and I've remembered what game you're gonna talk about, and it's a game I like that you call boring, so I've just set one up for you.
Yeah, and you've led me nicely into a pun.
Oh, go on then, pun away.
I've been playing God of Boar.
Yeah, you haven't led you. You've stole that, right? Everybody, go back, listen to Coach Marv's podcast. Okay, that's an actual good one with me and Boxy on, and I coined God of Boar. So don't be coming out and saying I've thought of this pun. I'm not having that. I mean, I do really enjoy God of War, but nah, you're not having that. You're not having that.
No, you created it, fair play, and I'm borrowing it, let's say, because I'm going to use it more than you are. So, makes sense.
Okay.
Yes, I have been playing God of War Ragnarok, and I did speak about it on Coach Marv's podcast, but I have got through it now. It is the second time I've played it because so many people, including yourself, Tom, were saying how much of a masterpiece it was, and I didn't really get it the first time round. So I thought, well, I'm going to give it another go and give everyone the benefit of the doubt. And I'm going to surprise you and say, I think it's an exceptionally well-made game. From graphics, the writing is really good, the characters are good. I think it's a very well-made, put-together game. But, and I have to underline that, I think the overall execution of it all could have used a bit of work. I think
What do you mean by execution? Are you talking about gameplay elements, story-wise, narrative, what are you going for?
I think it's a good story, but I think it's just too long. I think there's just too much going on, and the plot moves forward by about 1 mile per hour, and it's great that we're actually getting to a place where things are happening in this series, because God of War 2018, fuck all happened in that game. It was just a load of build-up. It was a lot of stroking with no orgasm.
Did have an orgasm at the end. You beat the shit out of that annoying prick with mistletoe.
Yeah, but they talked for ages and ages about Odin and Thor and Ragnarok, and it was like, oh, okay, well, this is going to happen, and fuck all happened. And for the most part of God of War Ragnarok, for a game called God of War, no fucker in this game wants to have a war. They're all just trying to get on with each other and just saying, oh, we must stop Ragnarok. We can't have Ragnarok from happening. And I'm like, I have to check the title of the box every now and then to remind myself that we're playing a game called God of War Ragnarok.
But you do realise Ragnarok is the end of the world. Yeah. Why would one want the end of the world?
Why do you think I bought this game?
But Odin wants Ragnarok. He's just sly about it. He doesn't come out and say it. And I know you're going to go into Odin and what you think about him, but I think Odin is a brilliant character. Brilliantly written.
It's a different approach. I still think he sounds like a loan shark in a pool hall. He's literally...
in a pool hall. How many pool halls I think do you frequent with loan sharks in them?
Well, that's like the London gangster thing. Whenever they go and see a loan shark, they're always in like a cafe or a pool hall or something, aren't they? Oh, yeah. But yeah, he's like, oh, I don't know about this. Like, you haven't paid me back my money. We're going to have to think of a way around this. I mean, it's okay, but you owe me a favor. Like, he's like that for the whole time. And he's a very sly, calculated person. Like, I get that. Yep. But I didn't strike fear into me, let's say. And I think the whole Kratos personality, he's so sensible and he's so still trying to do the right thing. And I just miss him from PS2. I miss his craziness. And when he takes over, when we do actually get into the Ragnarok bit and he leads them into war, I thought he was going to unleash fiery shit on everybody, but he's still very sensible. And he says, we need to trust people. We need to love people. And you're like, for fuck's sake, Kratos, you used to be a right laugh back in the day.
Right. Well, here then, I've got a question for you. There's going to be a third one. Is there going to be a third one?
I think they're going to mix it up now. They're going to take it to another
time period,
maybe.
Well, we never had Atreus like completely turn into Loki. I thought that would be a big story arc in the next one. Anyway, on what you've just said there, if you want to take the series back to its roots, okay? Let's imagine there is a third game in the Norse sort of trilogy. What would you have happen? It's a pretty obvious one, but what would you have happen in the third game to turn Kratos batshit crazy again? And then what mythological era would you take him to unleash his, as you eloquently put it, fiery shit?
Well, I think Atreus would have to die for him to go completely off the wall, bonkers.
But would he kill him himself by accident? History repeats itself.
It would be an interesting move. But he has done that before. I mean, he can't do that because he'll be like, oh, Kratos, not again.
Oh, same old Kratos.
Oh, smorgy dorg.
Right, so that's what happens. And then where would you go?
Well, what's left? Done Greek, Norse. What other time periods are there?
My head, the only one I can think of, and it's one I think would be good, would be ancient Egyptian.
What, like Tutankhamun and...
Well, no, Tutankhamun's not a god, is he? It'd be like Set god, but... and the massive hippo thing.
Brendan Fraser.
The most I know about like the Egyptian gods comes from Moon Knight, the Marvel series. There's quite a few of them in there, and that's quite cool. But I do know there's the gods weighing your heart against a feather to see if you can get into the afterlife and that type of stuff. And I can't really think of any other. I mean, you could go, I don't know enough about like sort of Native American gods. You could go like quite pagan. They have quite a few sort of nature gods and things like that.
I have a hot take as well. I did say on Coach Marv's, I preferred playing as Atreus.
No, you can't call a God of War and say it's slow and then prefer Atreus. Like, I remember being like Hansel and Gretel in a cottage. There's a giant trying to eat you or something. Oh my Christ, on a bike. That not just that part, but the whole bit leading up to it. Going around on like an elephant or a yak. Something like that.
Yeah.
Oh. But he said it was too quick. Long. Take that out. Small little cutscene, boof, in.
But I'm not talking about the character as such. Although I didn't mind Atreus, to be quite honest. I don't hate him as much as you do. But I just think his playstyle and his combat was so much better. It's just quicker and he's more agile. He's got more moves. You can fuck people up and hit them, punch them, and then back up and then hit them with some arrows and make them explode. It was awesome. And Kratos is like shifting a frigging wardrobe around everywhere.
Moving a fridge freezer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You get in the game design and you do it.
No, thanks.
Okay. Have you been playing anything else as well, Boxy?
I have. I played The Messenger, which was good fun. That's a sort of love letter to old school NES Ninja Gaiden kind of games.
I've heard a lot of people talk about The Messenger, but I'm not, again, as someone who tries to stay away from reviews and stuff like that. Sometimes I miss things coming out, and I've not really seen that one.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. It starts off very linear. And it's only about 4 hours, and it's kind of like a Ninja Gaiden experience. It reminds me of Shovel Knight a little bit. Mm. You know, there's levels, bosses at the end of every level, and then you get to the final boss. But then I don't know whether the director came in and said, oh, this game's too short, we need to extend this playtime out a little bit. Because then it turns into a Metroidvania. And I think maybe it loses its way a little bit there. But it's still fun, and it's very cryptic. I had to look into the notes a lot to try and figure out where I was supposed to go next, because it's an open world and you have to combine bits and pieces with different places in the map to try and get to the next part, and it was all a little bit confusing at some areas, but it was a good time. I had fun with that one, and it was nice and challenging but not too ridiculous, so I got a lot of satisfaction out of finishing it. And now I am going to play Blattro because it's free on the PS Store. And I haven't sat down yet and got into it because, as everyone said, it's like crack cocaine. I think once you start it, it's very difficult to put it down.
I was streaming a few weeks ago and I was like at the end of a game. I think it was like maybe Tomb Raider 3 or something. And I finished the game and it was like earlier than I normally end my stream. So I downloaded Blattro because, like you say, it was free. And I said, oh, I could whack Blattro on anyone want to stay around. And they were like, yeah, we'll have a look on. And I just stopped talking to chat. I just got too into the game. Like, in a way, I was talking to chat, but I was just seeing like generic lines so I could really concentrate on the game. And I played the first hand and didn't realise it was a roguelike. Just so you know, Boxy, roguelikes are slightly different to Souls-like. Souls-likes are really hard, but you go back to a checkpoint. Rogues, like, once you die, you're done, okay?
Thank you for telling me that. And sounds familiar.
Yeah, and I didn't realise that, so I got quite far. You have different hands. And I did this next hand, and I thought, oh, I'm not going to beat this time. And then I was like, oh, that's it, done. I was like, oh. And I immediately played another hand. And it was hard. I was like, how do you make like poker into a firstly a roguelike and an addictive game? I mean, it's obviously poker's quite an addictive game anyway. That's why it's a gambling game. But it's just so well done. It is a real good pick up, knock out pick it up and think, oh, I'm going to have one hand and you end up having two, three, four hands. It's a really cool game. Really cool game.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I initially wanted it on the Switch because I thought I could take it with me when I travel. But I'm going to start on the PS5. And if it's good fun, then I may get the port for the Switch so I can take it on road.
Yeah, it's an ideal portable game. But not only that, it's an ideal sort of, you know, when we talk a lot about games where you get people who aren't really gamers in. Like, you could easily show them what it is that you do and them get addicted as well. It's a brilliant game. Long live indie developers there. And I love all the PR, the guy who does the adverts, and he was at the Game Awards, wasn't he? He did like a speech and stuff there. I buy all into that. It's really cool.
No, fair play to him. Say an indie game which was up for Game of the Year, which probably didn't cost thousands to make, but as that made a real impact. So more of that, please. I'm looking forward to it. And this leads us on to trivia.
Nice.
Yeah, you did pretty bad last time. I think
Yeah,
you only got
I
one
did.
right. So
I did.
we've got to do much better on this one. So trivia, this is my favorite part of the podcast, where we find out whether Tom is a true gamer or whether he's one of these posers who thinks that Metro Exodus is some sort of biblical newspaper. Now, this
That's a
time,
good one. Sorry, I like that one. I really like that one. That's a great one.
it gets harder to think of these every week, I have to say, so I hope you appreciate them. Okay, so I have thought a little bit differently this week, and on the basis of biblical newspaper, I'm thinking about newspaper headlines. Descriptions of games that newspapers may run with as a headline. Now,
Right. Well,
I might need to
so
explain this a little
I
bit.
was going to say, so they didn't run this as a headline.
No, they didn't run this as a headline.
Right, okay.
I am thinking about how newspapers may describe the storyline of a game in a very, what's the word? Sensationalist,
Yeah.
inaccurate sort of way. If you imagine if the Daily Mail was describing the storyline of a game, what
Right.
would it sound like?
Okay,
Okay.
I do like this one. Can I just ask, did you AI these headlines or did you come up with them yourself?
May I put my English third to good use for
Oh, so
this
they're going to
week?
be shit. Right, come
I can't win, can I?
Nah,
If I
you're
said
never going to win. You're never going to
yes,
win
I
at that
used
one.
AI, you're going to be like, oh, you're cheating. There's no creativity in your brain whatsoever. Anyway, right. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, so the first one, you just have to guess what the game is. It's simple. Man loses his entire family because he forgot to pay some twat in a clown suit.
What? There's no headline on any, even the Daily Mail, even the Daily Mail is not going to have twat in its headline,
This is
right?
my
Right, it's
newspaper.
your newspaper, right? That makes more sense. Can you say it again for us?
Man loses his entire family because he forgot to pay some twat in a clown
In a
suit.
clown suit. When I'm thinking of clowns, right? All I'm thinking, first one comes to head is Dead Rising, which it doesn't. Then the second one is Broken Sword with the clown at the start. He doesn't lose his family there. Then when I think of losing family, I'm thinking of BioShock Infinite. No clowns there. Oh, who else loses the family? Kratos, he does it himself. Mention that one again. A clown. In a clown suit. Definitely a clown suit. You're not like
No,
describe.
it's a clown, a literal clown.
He didn't pay a clown.
He didn't pay. Well, he does pay him.
You just said he didn't?
Yeah, maybe I should have thought about this. Okay, I'm gonna change it slightly.
Oh,
Man,
I
no.
Stewart's inquiry. Stewart's inquiry.
Man loses his family because he took too long to pay some twat in a clown suit.
I took too long. Right. What enemies are dressed up as lawn shark
Who said he was
clowns?
an enemy?
Well, he killed your family or got rid of them somehow. He's not your best mate.
No, you got to think about this in outside the box.
Oh, fuck the box.
I'll give you a clue. He wanted $2.
I just made us think of that Southpaw skit where the Loch Ness monster wants 50 cent. He doesn't want 50 cent. Not Chef's parents. $2.
The people at home are going to be
Is it?
screaming.
Is it? Oh. I'm making like a real hash of this. Should this be obvious for someone who has a game and content creator and has a podcast about games? Should I know?
It should be pretty bloody obvious.
$2 clown. You haven't given a clown $2. I'm gonna crusty the clown out of my head now when Bart versus the Space Mutants. And that give us the system. Give us the system.
PS3.
PS3 clown. Taking out the family. I don't know.
Heavy Rain.
Is he dressed up as a clown?
Yeah, they go to the shopping mall
Oh.
and he gives him a balloon, and then
No.
The little twat runs away.
Right, and in the comments, were you screaming at it? Because I was thinking of I'd think of like the origami killer, not who goes to get a clown.
But that is the catalyst that started off everything.
Jason!
And when then I've the clown's like, you still owe me $2. Clever, right?
No!
Whenever
I'm getting more macca when I get angry. When I whenever I've got a kid or I see a kid in the school called Jason, I automatically go, Jason! And like no one else gets it at all. I think even I work with one of my best friends, and he's a gamer, but I don't think he's played Heavy Rain because we use gaming like sort of lines and stuff every now and again to go above staff and kids' heads. But I just do it for myself. I just pleasure myself.
To yourself.
Yep.
Jason, I thought that was clever.
Press X and the Daily Mail. It wasn't
the
clever.
Daily Mail would run with some headline like that. Blame the clown. Okay. Yeah.
It's all those clowns coming over here, taking all our balloon sellers' jobs.
Honk, honk. Well, we started off really well, so let's keep going. Son forced to clean up the mess after father drunkenly broke the universe.
Katamari Damacy. Damacy?
Oh, for God's sake, did you really just say that? Katamari Damacy.
What is the Katamari DeMarco, DeMaracy? What is it? Did I get it right? Right, this is deflection because I got it right instantly and you didn't think I would, so you're having a go at me not knowing the full title of the game.
Technically, you haven't got it right because you haven't pronounced it anywhere near what it's supposed to be.
I think
this is Chris Sunderland realm.
I think if you tell me what it actually is, I still won't be able to pronounce it. That's the
thing. Katamari Damacy.
Katamari Damacy.
Yes.
What's Damacy mean?
I don't know. It's a cute title.
Well, what did I say? Damacy.
Katamari Democracy.
Down with the King of the Universe. Were you impressed how quick I got that one?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
I did change it, though, because originally I put Sunforce to clean up the mess after father drunkenly broke a load of important shit, but I thought that might be a little bit too obscure, so I changed it to the universe, and I thought that's kind of obvious.
Yeah, the universe gave it away. Yeah.
Okay. Next one. Boy fights capitalism by turning into a giant testicle.
Inside.
Well done.
Oh,
roll.
Smashing this. Absolutely. Your first clue was shit. And then since they've got OK, I've got it. Do you know what it is? You know the best thing about the last two? This is how much I know about games. I've not played either of them.
No?
I just know the storylines and I know the massive homunculus blob that you become at the end of Inside. But there's no like storytelling inside, is there?
I don't know about that. Like it's perfect example of show don't tell. There's a lot going on in that game.
Okay, I'll have to try
but
that.
But there's a lot. Read, play it, and then read all the theories surrounding it because it's very clever.
Because I've never played Limbo as well.
I know. Call yourself a game collector.
Well, I've got them. I've collected them. I just I haven't played them. I've got 1,900 games, and
yeah,
two children.
They're just short, sweet little experiences. They're only about 3 hours.
Yeah.
You blast through them pretty quick.
Ooh, speed run them.
Yeah, it'll probably take you about 8 hours.
Yeah,
for both of them.
We'll go for them.
No, Inside is really good, and so is Limbo. So go for it. Give them a go.
Yeah.
Okay. Most determined pervert breaks into maximum security ward to videotape a load of naked men.
Most determined pervert. Does that insinuate that there are other perverts?
There's lots of perverts in the world, Tom.
I know, but do I mean in the game, or are you just generalising sensationalist headline?
Right, okay, sensationalist. So
into it. What? Where did the break into? Did you say a mental hospital, or did you say a jail, or what did you say?
I said maximum security ward, so it could mean anything.
Maximum. Ah, I know this one.
Go on then.
Outlast.
Outlast.
Yes.
Lots of naked green todgers.
Yeah, that's why it's one of your favourite games, isn't it? Night vision cock.
I just hide under the bed and...
I don't want to know what you're doing under the bed when there's night vision cock knocking around.
Yeah. It's a great game, that.
Has it got a
Okay.
happy ending?
He just joins them at the end.
We all float down here, Georgie.
Okay, last one. You've done pretty well with this. I should have made him harder.
I was going to say, this is going to be a short episode. We haven't got me bumbling around for 20 minutes trying to get the questions.
Man discovers that all of life's problems can be solved by blowing shit up.
Oh, that could
And
be.
you could say this is a series
I was going to
because
say, there's lots of games where you just blow shit up mentally. Immediately when you mention that, Just Cause series comes to me head. Was that the one?
I had Just Cause in my head.
Yeah, like, again, think I've only played a little bit of the first Just Cause, and it looks like so much fun. I want to like hang glide off the back of a car and wee, but
Yeah.
it just like it reminds me of like GTA on crack.
Yeah,
That's what it seems.
it hasn't got the polish of GTA. It's a little bit janky in places, but it just wants you to have fun. You can in the third one, it gives you these grappling hooks where you can wrap them around cows and strap them to rockets and blow up a building at the same point. There's so much dumb shit you
Hours
can
of
do in that
fun.
game.
Is
But
it
yeah.
sort of like in between GTA and Saints Row? Like Saints Row is completely balls to the wall, insane, like bordering on like crude humor and stuff, where this is just like, just do what you want. Yeah, you want to fire a cow into space, do it.
Well, the story's like semi-serious because it's all about tyrannical governments and corrupt police forces. And the main character's like, yeah, let's just blow them up. That will solve everything.
Well, there you go. That's a lesson for life. But if video games have taught us nothing, blow shit up, stuff will get done.
The
I don't
Michael Bay
know.
mantra.
The Michael Bay mantra. Yeah. But the problem is, in real life, you can't do it with lens flare. So you're knackered. And anyway, thank you very much for the trivia. It was a great round for me. I did like that one. I do like Hitboxy. You don't just come up with some banal questions and be like, oh, this, and this, which every now and again, I think you need to put them in because you're going to stretch yourself too far, son, having to think of them every single week. But thank you for the, I don't know what I'm going to say, the not the,
Insightful, intelligent,
nah,
brilliant.
nah, nah. Thank you for making something I can beat you at.
Welcome, I
Yeah,
guess.
that's okay. And we're going to move on to our main section of the podcast. And this week, we're going to design a whole new world. What
Don't
was.
you dare close your eyes.
Exactly. Yes, we're not ripping off Disney. The lawyers will be on the phone. They don't like that shit. They're worse than Nintendo. And if you haven't heard Coach Marv's podcast, fuck Nintendo. I feel like all I've done in these last two episodes is just it's just champion the champion of gamers, which is no
That's
bad
fair
thing, I
enough.
suppose.
No, he champions everyone
He
else, so it's
does.
the least we can do.
Yeah, go and give him a listen.
I was
Anyway.
listening to Coach Marv when I was running my half marathon, when my nipples were on fire and my thighs were chafing with a
Whoa,
little
whoa,
fire
whoa, whoa,
going
whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's get away from your bleeding nipples. How many? All three of them. So, let's get away from your bleeding nipples. I sent you a message of congratulations for running a marathon, and you're just dropping the half marathon bombshell on me there.
No, that's your.
I retract my congratulations.
Well, that's your mistake. Because
Well, no, but
on
if
my
you'd.
video, it said half marathon.
I didn't look on your video. I'm supposed to be a real friend. I sent you a message and I
It's very
said,
kind.
have you done, how was the marathon? You said, yeah, it was great. If you'd said, no, it was a half marathon, I went, oh, that's still an achievement, mate. I have to roll down the stairs. And I said something like that, something quippy. But no, just taking the acceptance of I said, you've done a full marathon, well done.
Yeah,
Nah.
not my problem if you get it wrong.
Oh,
No,
well,
thank you, mate. It was a nice little
no,
message.
take
I
it
mean,
back. Don't
if I
thank
did a
me.
full marathon, I wouldn't be here. I'd be
Well, when you
dead.
do a full marathon, I'm not going to congratulate you. But that's not because I'm being an arsehole. I've already done it. I've got one in the bank. Yeah, so just enjoy that one.
Thank you, but
Well,
no time soon, so don't worry.
you need the nipples to recover. So
Cheers, man.
let's move on to a whole new world. Basically, what we're going to do is we are going to design a world using video game locations. However, caveat, we are doing this draft style, which means if we mention somewhere, the other person can't have it. So we have to have a couple of backups. Now, there is one I think you might use from mine. So I've got two backups just in case. And I really want to be at one of my backups, but I've got one. Is that, how many of yours do you think I might steal?
I'd definitely not two of them. Potentially one. I
Potentially
don't know.
one.
We're gonna see.
Okay. So we have chose four places we want to design a world on. Now, in the comments, let us know if you were choosing four places in a video game, which places would you do? Now, it's your choice. You can be making a world to play like a game in, or you could be making a world to live in somewhere you would enjoy. Your choice. Let us know who's better. Definitely me or Boxy's effort. And in the comments, let us know which places you would choose. Here's the thing, it's a draft, Boxy. So how do we decide who gets first pick? Because what it'll do is it'll go like this. Let's say it was me with first pick. It'll go me first, then you for number two, you for number three, me for number four, you for number four, if you know what I mean. If we had a
Is this
longer list, that's normally how it works.
like a football thing,
It's an
draft?
American football thing, yeah. Because basically, when they leave college, it's a way to make the league quite fair. It's a really clever thing because obviously they don't have people externally because it's America, it's our football, oh, no foreigners. So they just have the people coming through the collegiate system, and what they do is they're all ranked on how well they've played and stuff like that. But they're all just in a little pool. And they make a show of it because it's America. So there'll probably be fireworks and hot dogs. And what they do is the shitter you did in the league, you get first pick. And if you won, you get last pick. And then it goes through. So it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, then all the teams. And then it goes back round. So it tries to make the league fair by each year the worst teams can get the better players. And then it
Ooh.
means it keeps it quite well. But then they can trade picks. So they can say, oh, can I have your, you can have my number two pick and you can have our like 7 and 13. So it's all technical and stuff like that. I don't know why we're getting in the American football draft
Sounds
system.
very
But
complicated, but
yes. But basically, we're just going to choose games. I'll keep you right. How to decide who goes first?
I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10.
No, because you just lie. What we could do, right? Next episode, we will have another draft, all right?
Okay.
But a different thing. I don't know. Pop in the comments what could be video game weapons or whatever we want. And whoever goes first today, the other person goes first next week.
Well, why don't you go first?
Great. So I'm going to go with my first pick, which is the one that I think you might possibly take.
Go on then.
It is Rapture before it went to shit.
Well, I haven't picked that, so.
Great. There we go. So, obviously, Rapture, amazing place, beautiful under the sea. Augmentation, you want fire from your hands? Boosh, you got it. You want to fire bees at that annoying dickhead next door? Bang, that's Boxy when he. I put your bins out too many times, Barbara. Bang, bees. Awesome. Free society. And because I'm there, I know what's going to happen. I can try and put things to stop it happening there. You know what I mean? Put some like quarters on how many or what do you, plasmids you can have and stuff. Stop all these junkies, and then I don't know, down with Andrew Ryan, and it's an awesome place, absolutely awesome place. I've not played the DL. Is there a DLC where you go to Rapture before it went to crap? I think it's in the Infinite.
I don't know.
I'm
If there
sure.
is, I want to play it.
Well, I'm
Sounds good.
sure. You know how in BioShock Infinite she can jump between realities. I
Yeah.
think the DLC is I go to different realities, and I think you can go to Rapture. I'm pretty sure, like before stuff went to shit. But I've never played it. Let us know in the comments if that's true. But yeah, there is an... And again, my world is a great place to live in and for a video game. So it can go to shit if you need that.
I don't know. Like, the whole living underwater thing would stress me the fuck out.
Yeah, but I'm making a world, so you just have to visit. You don't have to stay.
True. I'd just be looking at the glass all the time, just looking for any cracks. One crack. One crack and everyone's fucked.
I always do it when you get on a plane. And you know how the planes are always like the double windows and your window isn't actually the window. But if there's condensation on the inside, I'm always in my head going, we're going down. There's a hole in this. I'm getting sucked out if I'm lucky.
Or you're fun to travel with.
Yep. You just said it was exactly what you do. Oh, no, you said you didn't. I take that back. Right. Yeah, so my first pick is Rapture.
It would be an interesting place to visit, I would say. Yeah, okay, fair enough. No,
yeah, it's the same thing as, like, in our world, Blackpool's an interesting place to visit, but you don't have to stay there.
And you're going to be the saviour who's going to save Blackpool, are you? Yeah.
Rapture, the Blackpool of the sea.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good one. Okay, so the first one I've gone for is the food world in Mario Odyssey. Just for obvious reasons. Right, everything looks very tasty there.
Yeah.
And I think there was a race in Mario Kart Wii where everything was made out of food. Everything was cake and you could bounce on cake and jelly. And
yeah, I think I played that one, but I thought that was like a take from Wreck-It Ralph, you know, and Wreck-It Ralph has the, I don't know, I can't remember what the game's called, but I thought it was like they'd done a play on that.
Oh, Candy Crush.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, the food world. I've got Odyssey, but I've not played it. I'm keeping it for when I'm traveling somewhere and I've got the Switch. But
it would solve world hunger.
Yeah.
Everyone would get along. I mean, the only thing that...
Yeah, but look at Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. That's a great place to go. Loads of food everywhere. Look what happened to the kids there.
They all died in horrific ways.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Mm-hmm. But the police are still looking at that. No, I think... but this is a whole world. So I don't know how the food stays good and fresh, especially when the sun's beating down on it. But we'll figure that out when we get there.
I always thought that when I watched Cloudy the Chance of Meatballs. Like, it looks awesome. But yeah, after a week, that place is going to stink. And I know for a fact my next door neighbour's house would be made of, like, pilchards or something.
Yeah,
that's my stink, look.
Stink, maggots, flies. Yeah. Oh, it'd be horrible after. Maybe just visit Food World for half a day. That'll be enough.
Yeah, you're not visiting. You're making a world. You're making a world. You can't just... I said you can visit as in, like, imagine a world map. Oh, there's Rapture under the sea. I can go to it. You can't just... Oh, I'm just going to Food World. It's got to be like a continent. What continent would Food World... North America. Definitely North America, wouldn't it? Yeah, there's no...
Everyone will want to go there. It will be a hot tourist spot.
Would you want it to be a tourist spot, though? Because it's like Disneyland. Like, can't wait to go to Disney World with my kids when I manage to remortgage my house and sell two of my kidneys. But when, like, I'd love to go there with no other people. It's just queue simulator, a real-world queue simulator.
Oh, I thought you meant I don't want to go with any other people. I thought you meant just you and not your family.
That works as well.
Tom on It's a Small World After All.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's my first one. So do I get to go next again?
You get to go next, yeah, in case you're going to take somewhere that I am.
Okay, it's a fairly obvious one for me, I would say, but the Stardew Farm. I think having my Stardew Farm, spending days polishing my root vegetables, polishing and plucking my brassicas, I think it would be a right calming experience. And the town's really nice. They're really nice town folk, are always willing to help people. There's no anger or hatred in Stardew Valley. Yeah. And I think spending a nice holiday at Stardew Farm would be really nice.
Yeah, yeah. I knew when we were picking this, I knew Stardew was going to be in yours. I thought, look at that. When you said, oh, well, it's me, I know what it's going to be, I thought you were going to pick Silent Hill. I was going to say, nice, relaxing, especially after bringing Pyramid Head to your dinner party. I thought he's going down that avenue again.
Yeah, Pyramid Head would be like, everyone back to mine.
Right, okay, so you've got Food World from Odyssey and Stardew Valley Farm. Okay, well, my second one is Night City from Cyberpunk. Now, really? I know people are going to go, oh, well, there's like crime and blah, 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 the society, the capitalism's taken over, blah, blah, blah. But I just think you're playing a character who's in the underbelly of, like, sort of the crime society. That is a massive big city. And just for my mind and focusing, just flashy lights and awesome tech. Get augmented again. We've got the plasmids, and now you can get, like, legs to jump really high and see through walls and all that type of stuff. I just think it'll be an awesome place. And if you're really horny, like if you've played Cyberpunk, it's ridiculous. And we're talking about a world that you're going to live in, so you might call me a pervert, but a pervert. But we all have needs. I'm painting a picture for myself there. Hello, Mrs. Retro again.
So you want a place that has a brothel?
No. I just mentioned that. It's my last note on the place. Is just here's the word horny. But no, it would be for me. I'm such a city boy. My missus isn't as much. Like, she didn't grow up in the countryside, but she grew up like much more rural. We always have this conversation. Oh, where do you want to? And I'm becoming more rural in my head. I'll retire somewhere quiet in my head. But I'd much prefer living in, like, cities and alive and tech. Like, I can't wait. I hope at some point in my life I get to go to Japan and, like, experiencing that. And then when I see Night City, like, I feel like it's like a Japan of the future. It just, I think it'll be absolutely awesome. And as well, when it comes to, like, all the corporations are in charge and that, I'm quite happy with that. Just tell us what to do. Tell us what to buy. If I'm having a nice life, if I've got my garage full of games, I'm all right. People have this big thing with free will and stuff like that. Now, if I'm not like in a cage and having to work for free, bring it on. If I'm living in a comfortable society and it just means Jeff Bezos has loads and loads and loads and loads of money and, I don't know, eats small children for dinner and stuff like that, fine. Do it.
He bathes in the tears of dolphins.
Yep, absolutely fine. As long as I've got... If it makes the world more comfortable, that's fine. Like, I can see what the guy in like, V's for Vendetta was doing. I know it was more censorship, but if it was more just, like... Just as you get older, you just realise people are just arseholes. Like, I'm going down your dictatorial state here, but, like, not everyone should be able to have votes or have children. Right, simple as that. I look at them and I just go, no. You should pass a test. So bring on Night City's corporation. Oh, do you want to vote? No. You want your 17th child? No.
But where's the free will though, Tom? I know you're a huge advocate for free will because you broke my ear off talking about that a few episodes ago.
You can have... perceived free will. It's all right if it's perceived. It's like on the X Factor, right? You're on the X Factor when it's like, oh, you decide. No, you don't, because you decide to the last two, and then the judges kick someone off. If they want, or we want these two in the final, they can make it happen. Easy. That's why Chico never won.
This is some deep philosophy.
I was only mentioning Night City. And I had to go philosophical when you were just painting me to be a horny pervert. I had to come out with some good political discourse that I'm going to get so many comments in there for. I don't care. We
put some extra shade on your horny personality. Yes.
Right, let's quickly move on because it'll be my choice for number three first.
Yeah.
And mine for number three, as we all know, a mind like Doug from Up that will squirrel all the time. So that's why I picked two quite busy places. But I do feel like I enjoy a nice, beautiful landscape, somewhere amazing to see. And I was trying to think of what the most beautiful games I've played. And what kept coming to the forefront for me was Horizon. I love the Horizon series. So I pervade lots of the areas of Horizon, and for me, I picked the Nora-Kaja border, which is It's got mountains, beautiful sunset, but it's also got, I need to add a little bit of flavour, not just because any countryside you could have. And my countryside, it's got hundreds of like old derelict wind turbines. I know that sounds really weird, but if you don't know what I mean, have a look, type in Norokaja border. And it just adds like this, you've got this beautiful countryside and sunset and mountains, and then this sort of relic of the past, like a shadow of a memory of what was there and what's been. And I'm also not one of these NIMBYs that's like sort of, don't want a bloody windmill in my back garden, like pop them in. So just to annoy NIMBYs who don't want a big massive windmill behind the house. I've got quite a few, not right close to mine, and I think they're quite soothing and nice to look at. I think that add flavour to the sort of landscape.
I know, so what you're saying is, yeah, Horizon Zero Dawn is like Sunderland.
Now you talk about it, but no. But as well, I also It's beautiful and all that stuff. But also, if you get bored, there's robot dinosaurs, which are awesome. I just put the nice ones in there, like the tall necks and stuff like that. My favourite Lego set, there need to be more video game Lego sets, by the way, but is a tall neck I've got. It's awesome. And I love climbing up a tall neck. And it's one of the best sync points that like any video game.
Like climbing up a tall neck.
I do like climbing up a tall neck. You just sit, right, take in none of what I'm saying and listen for one little innuendo I say, so I can say something quite, I'm not saying that was profound, but if I said something quite profound and then you just come out and go, balls.
Great to say that, you know, you think that what you're saying is profound.
No, I specifically said this isn't profound, but if I did say something profound, you would just come out the other end of, trouser snake, or something like that.
You said you like to climb up shafts.
I did not. You've played Horizon, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah, you're just being devil's advocate. Prick off. Right. So, I've got Rapture, Night City, and the Norokaja border. This is a beautiful world building up.
There's a lot going on in your world, I have to say.
You've got a world made of food.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
But I've got a world made of food, which is all the naughty stuff, like the cake and the fried chicken
stuff.
Thing.
All the naughty stuff.
And Stardew, I've got my, you know, well-scrubbed turnips. And yeah.
You're making it all sexualized. You're sexualizing these areas. I just came out straight in the face and said, yeah, horny Night City type stuff. Whereas you're like, I've got all the naughty stuff in the food zone and me scrubbed up turnips. That just sounds like you're going to fuck a donut.
We've got to remember, Tom, somebody somewhere out there must be getting off to this shit. we've got to give them the goods.
Right, okay, what's your third place? Well, third, so then fourth.
My third place is Wii Sports Resort. And resort is the important bit there.
Right.
Because that was such a nice little world, that was. There's activities going on all over the place. You can play frisbee with your dog. You can go fly a plane. You can play, is it volleyball? Volleyball in Wii Sports Resort? I can't remember. But there's table tennis, there's the gladiator battles with the foamy things. That is the fun place to go where life gets a bit hard and you just need to go and chill out and meditate on Wii Sports Resort.
It's an island, isn't it? Yeah, it's an island. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
No, that's a nice place. Nice little. You've just basically picked like a Jet 2 holiday.
Yes, definitely. Package. And everyone,
again, I'll go back to last week when we could pick any video game characters, and you picked someone because they were a normal man. Now we can pick any place in a video game, and you picked a Jet 2 package holiday.
Yeah, but you get loads of people stood around going, wow.
What do you mean? You don't get that when you normally go on holiday?
No, I don't do an impressive dive in the pool and everyone stands up and starts clapping.
No, you get the impressive clapping for the belly flop.
You do,
just shout,
yeah.
Look at this, and you do the belly flop.
I think that's a good choice.
Yeah.
And it's always sunny, so
yeah.
Why not? It's not like then. I'm going to pick bloody Blight Town or anything, is it?
Well, with you, I didn't know. I thought we'd have Blighttown, Silent Hill, Raccoon City. Maybe, I thought you were going to rack them all up.
Maybe another day we could do the worst places to live. Yeah.
Well, why don't we said draft, we'll swap over. Why don't we do that next week? Worst places. That'd be good. Yeah, there we go. On the fly, editing creation. There you saw two minds melding. Anyway, where's your last place?
My last place is the disco level in Psychonauts.
All right, okay.
Second level, where you have the teacher who's like, come on, darlings, and you can you ride a big ball around this huge roller disco place, and there's loads of funky music playing, and everyone's just having a laugh. So I thought that could be the evening spot.
That's the evening spot. Is inside someone's head.
Yeah.
Is it inside someone's head in your world? Do you have to, like, Psychonaut in, or will it actually be a place in your world?
It's just a place in our world. I think it's the mind of the teacher who's just having a good time. But I think after, you know, scampi in a basket and a game of bingo, we could all go into the disco world and have a dance.
Right. But all I'm going to say is, if people don't agree with my world being better, being more interesting, better living, better to play a game in, because what Boxy's done is he chose his little farm that he's living on, nice little quaint farm, and then he's picked, like I've mentioned before, his Jet 2 package holiday with his all-you-can-eat buffet world. And then he has all of his arranged activities of ping pong and beach volleyball and all that. And then he has the disco for the night time. Did you realise you'd picked a package holiday as your
the You've best got to video. Remember, though, these are places that you have to live in for eternity, right? Most video game worlds are dangerous.
Oh,
they're to kill you.
That's the excitement in life.
I don't want that kind of excitement. I just want to relax.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, you said Horizon Zero Dawn, but like, oh, these beautiful landscapes. Oh, yeah, don't worry about the mechanical dinosaurs.
I said there'd only be the nice ones.
No, you can't just pick and choose what you want. You have to take it warts and all.
Well, okay. Well, but you can go on safaris in Africa, and there's lions and stuff that'll rip your head off, and you just go with it. So you just do that, like, it's a safari place. And but on the right, we see the tall neck that Boxy automatically assumed meant a cock.
I didn't understand a word of that.
Anyway, right. So my world, let's go to my world, and I'll put the last place in as well. Rapture, awesome. Augment yourself, all that stuff. Live under the sea. And I didn't even mention the music in Rapture. Great, great place. Night City, I mean, of all your worlds are great, but my Night City would definitely have a Londis if you needed to pop down for a loaf of bread and some beans. So I've got that as well. Beautiful Norikaja board with mechanical dinosaurs. Awesome. And then the last one, my ADHD paradise, the Golden Saucer from Final Fantasy VII. I know that you're not a big Final Fantasy fan, but it is a massive, like, entertainment complex in the middle of the desert. But it is like a city. And there's roller coasters. There's a haunted hotel that you can stay in. There's a coliseum you can go and fight in if you want to. But if not, you can watch them. Watch people get turned into frogs, which is normally what happened to me when I tried to beat that. There's a big Ferris wheel. There's shows on. It's just awesome. Like an arcade. Can you remember back when we were kids? I don't know if they still have them. There used to be like the Sega World arcades. Mm. I never went to one. I always saw them advertised. I used to get Sonic the Comic every 2 weeks. Nice. Bi-weekly Sonic Fun. And they'd always advertise them in there. And they were like arcades that you'd go to. But they were like more obviously showy and massive and huge. And I always wanted to go one. And it's like that, like on steroids. It, absolutely amazing. I need you to let me know in the chat how much have I destroyed Boxy on this section.
Because your world just seems too overstimulating.
You've got the Norikaja border if you want to chill. And yeah. Night City is yes, it's a city in the future and stuff like that. But you could just chill out in your own house and stuff. You don't have to. Rapture is there before it went to shit. So
yeah, but it's going to lead to shit. And if we're supposed to believe that you're supposed to reverse all that.
Yeah. I'm
You're the northern savior, are you?
I am the negotiator. I don't know. I can't think of a famous negotiator. Who's the most famous negotiator in the world? The devil?
Trump?
Well, I think we've said enough things in this last little section to not get onto Trump. So let's move on. Did you have any backup places, Boxy?
The only other place that I put down, which thinking about it is very impractical, so I'm not really sure why I wrote it, but it's a world that I really like, and I always look forward to it when I play this game. The giant world in Mario 3, you know, where everything's huge.
Right, just everything being huge. Right, yeah. That's another terrible one.
But very impractical.
I had two backups. The first one was Valentine from Red Dead Redemption 2, just because it's the most, I feel like, cowboy looking town, and being a cowboy is just cool. You've got your other places to be in, but if you just want to go to a saloon, get shitty ass drunk, and then tie someone and put them on a rail track, there you go, get yourself there. And my second one was the beach where Dead or Alive volleyball happens.
What a surprise. We're back in pervert territory.
I just, you know what it is, when I was thinking of backups, I thought, I don't think if you'll pick any. So where would be a good... I could... You know what it is? I find it hard just to sit on a beach and, like, relax and not do anything. I'm up and about. But I feel like I could sit on that beach for hours.
I'm sure you could. And you had a go at me about my Wii Sports Resort thing, saying it's a Jet 2 holiday.
I am not going to the beach where the Dead or Alive volleyball happens for the fucking ping pong, I tell you that.
But at least I've got a whole island to explore. You're just one section.
I don't need an island. I don't need an island. Stay on the beach. Get sand where it shouldn't. Anyway.
You randy northern bastard.
In the comments, let us know which places would you pick, and we might mention them on another episode. So we come to the end. But before the end, we will always have Game Busters. Now, Boxy thinks he's got this one. So, from last week, if you listen to episode 1, our game buster was, tell that blackbird that there's no Roger Lloyd Pack in the Only Fools musical. Tell that blackbird that there's no Roger Lloyd Pack in the Only Fools musical, which is absolute genius. This is why I do this and not the trivia, because trivia is easy just to spout out. This is absolute logical, genius standard question. And now you think you've got it.
Stop being so modest, Tom.
Big
yourself
it's a
up more, please.
It's a curse. So, do you think you've got it?
I don't think I've got it. I know I've got it.
You know, you're confident.
Yeah. So I broke this down. I wrote it down. I applied some GCSE maths. So blackbird, crow.
I was wondering whether to put blackbird in or just bird.
Oh no, you had to say, because I could have said tit. Could have said Robin, could have said anything.
I know, but if I want to make them harder to work out, I think this is our easy in first one. We're gonna take away those little clues away as we get into it.
Now, I am a big fan of Only Fools, so I originally wrote down Dell and trying to figure it out from there.
Crow Dell.
Yeah, after realising who the actor was, it's Trigger. And then it became simple after that. It's Chrono Trigger.
Crow No Trigger. Because you're telling the Blackbird there's no Roger Lloyd Pack. Crow, no trigger. Crow, comma, no trigger. That's a great one. Come on, give us that one.
It wasn't bad, I suppose.
Yeah, it was great. That is like top level thanks from just seeing that, because he will never give me any praise. So here we go with the Game Buster for this week. And I will tell you the clue, and next week's episode, I will let you know what the answer is. So are you ready? Are you listening?
Yep, I'm going to write it down again.
This one's a little bit harder, but I'm more pleased with it. For the 100th time, will you please manually cool down Colin Firth as he films Bridget Jones's Diary? Right, you ready? For the 100th time, will you please manually cool down Colin Firth as he films Bridget Jones's Diary?
I've got a few ideas. I've written down a few choice words.
Right, okay. Well, don't give any clues away. We'll go through your thinking next time that we record. And this one will be the first time that you have real thinking time, because we record episode 1 and 2 together. we are now going to have a little gap, so it will percolate and kill you inside. You will. I don't think you'll get this one. Don't think you'll get this one. But when you hear it, you'll kick yourself. It's awesome. It's awesome. So in the comments, let me know, what do you think the Game Buster is? One more time with feeling. For the 100th time, will you please manually cool down Colin Firth as he films Bridget Jones's Diary? That is your clue. And that is the end of episode 2 of season 2 of 30 Something Gamers. Thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate it. If you want to find either of us, have a look in the description. You'll see our TikTok, Twitch, you'll find Boxy's TikTok, and then you'll find my TikTok, Twitch, what else am I on? YouTube, Discord, all that jazz, because I am a working man and he is a slacker.
I just don't have the strength, mate. It's enough for me.
You just too much time trying to work out my Game Busters. That's the issue, which I can completely understand. So thank you so much for listening. And again, remember, this week we have 2 episodes and we still need a name. A little nugget of fun, a little 10-minute that we're going to knock out in between the episodes. The only name we've come up is Boxy calling it a Klingoff. We're not calling it Klingoff, so in the comments, what should we call it? Please let me know, and we will see you next time.
See you later.